Now, Succession, Schitt's Creek and Watchmen were the big winners at this year's Emmy Awards, which were held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. Irish actor Paul Mescal had been nominated for his role in Normal People and Fiona Shaw for her role in Killing Eve. But it wasn't to be their night. Schitt's Creek has had six successful seasons. It's a Canadian comedy about a dysfunctional family. And here's co-creator Dan Levy speaking after the awards.
It is absolutely incredible. I think my dad said it best earlier tonight, that it feels like a dream that you just don't want to wake up from, to be perfectly honest. And that's really how it's felt for all of us. It still feels very strange. But what an absolutely unbelievable way to end our series. I don't think you could ever ask for a better conclusion to a story than tonight. So we are absolutely thrilled.
That's Dan Levy, who along with his dad, Eugene, co-created and starred in Schitt's Creek. We can talk now to our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley. Sinead, it is very popular. It's very funny. It earned its wins.
Yeah, I don't think there's any surprise that it won. It's so interesting that it won so many awards in this year, because Schitt's Creek is essentially a really kind comedy and it's a really nice programme. And you'll often hear people saying at the moment that, you know, they can't take any more bad news. Is there anything you can recommend to me just to relax for a half an hour and watch? And that's the type of programme Schitt's Creek is. It's about a family who lose all their money and they have to move to, you know, the boondocks in America and get to know the locals. That's a story we've heard so many times before. But the thing about this show is the family are absolutely lovely to each other, and even though as individuals some of them are quite batty, in particular the mother, which is a wonderful performance, she plays Moira Rose, they're lovely to each other and kind, and there's a gentleness to it, and I think people just need that sort of television at the moment and have been hugely enjoying it.
And what about the other winners, Sinead?
Well, Watchmen and Succession picked up four awards each. So Watchmen, obviously based originally on a comic book adaptation. Now, it also deals with themes including racial violence and race in America. And so that gave rise to, you know, a lot of strong speeches and mention of the political situation at the moment. And then Succession as well, which is a media mogul and his family, which is very dramatic. And again, about family relationships and interplay. So a lot of very strong shows there on what was a very interesting night, of course, for the Emmys, because as host Jimmy Kimmel called them, they were the pandemies, because they couldn't have many people live in the audience, so everybody had to appear remotely. So very interesting indeed for the award ceremony itself, because they are having to learn along with the rest of us and how to cope with what's going on at the moment.
And did it run smoothly? Did we get a little glimpse into the celebrities' homes at any point?
I suppose that's what's interesting about all these things. We're so used to, you know, the red carpet and everyone sitting clapping in their beautiful gowns watching the ceremony. Now most of them were at home. Schitt's Creek, for example, had organised a kind of a party. So when you cut to them, most of them were there having a party. So that was interesting. And then other people, you saw them sitting on their sofas, some of them dressed up, some of them didn't. So an interesting window into what award ceremonies will be like. You would imagine, for example, the producers of the Oscars and so on were watching it fairly closely to see how it worked out. It worked fairly well. You know, we're all used to doing meetings now remotely and getting a glimpse into people's lives, and they are maybe a little bit more natural, or, you know, they come across kind of differently. So yeah, interesting is what I'd say. Held together very well by Jimmy Kimmel, who, you know, did make reference to it, and he had a couple of live guests, including Jennifer Aniston, to keep the show ticking over.
Okay, and I wonder, will it have an impact on the viewing figures, because I think they were at their lowest last year, weren't they?
Well, that'll be interesting as well. Now, having said that, Schitt's Creek, you know, incredibly popular dramas winning last night. So that will be interesting to see. And again, as I say, the producers of the other awards shows will be watching it very carefully, because the way the pandemic is going, we're now in a situation where, for example, the likes of the Oscars have had a year to prepare. So they will presumably be putting together a ceremony that works with the technology and with the constraints they're working with, you know, rather than just having to react very quickly.
Now, I'm sure we all think that Paul Mescal and Fiona Shaw should have won their Emmys last night for their respective roles, but there was no Irish win at all, Sinead.
There wasn't, but as we've said on occasion before, I mean, for Paul Mescal to be nominated at the age of 24 for an Emmy was just a fantastic achievement for him. And the only thing I would say, I suppose, on a personal level, it's a shame he didn't get to do the whole nominee thing, because often when you're nominated for these awards, you know, it's the red carpet and the interviews beforehand, and being in the room tends to be incredibly advantageous for your career, and it gets you great notice. So that was a shame. But at the same time, he didn't win. But look, what a start to a career, you know, and he's got Emmy nominee on his CV now for the rest of his career, so it's certainly not a bad night for him.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sinead Crowley, our arts and media correspondent, on who won what at last night's virtual Emmys. You're with Morning Ireland. It's